Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth, the catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth, the right fielder, George Foster. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Nolan. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Gary Nolan. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball towards center. Tolan catches it and throws to first to double up Mays. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nolan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan bunts in front of the plate. Dyer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dyer. Rose moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Boswell moves to second. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Cleon Jones. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Boswell moves to third. Staub moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nolan fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Perez reaches second base with a double. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foster moves to second. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer throws to Harrelson, and they have Foster in a rundown. The throw to Garrett, who applies the tag, and Foster is out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bench fields it and throws to first for the out. Dyer moves to second. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rose strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Perez strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Menke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Dyer moves to second. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Jerry Koosman. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dyer moves to third. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyer scores. Harrelson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Reds, 1. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Danny Frisella now pitching. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion strikes out. One out. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frisella fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rose. Milner reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milner moves to third. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan strikes out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Foster, who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Agee pinch hits for Danny Frisella. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is walked intentionally. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson scores. Agee moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing left field. Tug McGraw now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.